in the flesh, but in the spirit. Some, see, because God knows all and he sees it. All he wants you to do is show yourself unto him. You want to be faithful again? Come unto the Lord, because he's your healer. He's your God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lift your hands, everybody.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elder's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Thank you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. And snares, I have already come. Lord, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for all the blessings that you've shown down on us. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for being able to read, hear, and expound upon your word. Lord, we're just asking right now that what we've said, what we've sung, what we've done here today was done to draw people to you and not ever, ever drive them away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes. Amen. 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 Giving honor to God above, Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Dr. Huey Lawson, First Lady Emeritus Ms. Martha Lawson, Deaconess Martha Lawson, I shall say, Reverend Lonix to my left, Minister Cindy, and to all of you that are here. Just a little word today, maybe not too hard or too loud, maybe. Sometimes I'm a little loud. Get to where I, actually, sometimes I just feel like turning flips up here, really. Feel like R. Kelly. But I might not fly today. The spirit can make you, man. Sometimes I'm glad I'm not on top of a building when I'm up here, because I'll probably just leap off thinking I can fly. But I'm going to slow it down a little bit today and just kind of talk to you a little while, okay? We are all broken at one time or another. All of us. Broke up, broke down, broke in, broken some kind of way. The second verse in your responsive reading, and it's from 1 Corinthians 11 and 24, it says this, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take ye, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Just for a subject a little while, We're going to use the phrase broken for us. Broken for us. Isn't it wonderful to know that when we broken down, whatever way, that we have a Savior that knows how it feels to be broken. Huh? You know, if you want to tell somebody about your problems, don't you feel better if they've gone through it themselves than somebody that has no idea what you're going through, what's happening with you, what'll make you feel better? But Jesus was broken for us. Picture this. He had the Lord's Supper. There was bread. There was wine. There was sincerity. But there was some deception too. Huh? Some trickery. Amen? Right there at the table. But on the part of Jesus, there was only sacrifice. Everything that's going on, even the people, some of the people sitting with him, he's still willing to be broken for us. You see, our bodies, and we don't take care of them right sometimes. I know, at 60, you know, I don't move like I used to. Our bodies are our temples, amen? We may be aching, we may be limping, even overweight, but they are our temples, and the spirit of life resides in them. And the body of Jesus was the holy temple. It was of God. It was of man. It was the body that got up after 3 days. Amen. And so the body of Jesus, it got hungry like our bodies do. It got tired and needed rest like our bodies do. It slept, ate, and felt pain like our bodies do. Jesus knows what it feels like to be broken. You see, when he was crucified, they were supposed to break his legs, huh? To ensure that he was dead. But the body of Jesus was spared due to the fact that he was already dead. They were coming around breaking legs. They found out he was already dead. Let me read you this passage from John 19, 31 through 36. It says this: The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. In other words, if they're still hanging there and they ain't dead yet, if we break their legs, their bodies will fall down and constrict their airways and kill them. Then came the soldiers and break the legs of the first and of the other one which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, they saw he was dead already. And they break not his legs, huh? But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side. And forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he said true, that ye might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, that said a bone of him shall not be broken. So there wasn't a bone of Jesus that was broken. But he was broken. Amen. Even though his bones, his legs weren't broken, his scalp with a thorny crown, when they pierced his skin, that broke the skin. When they nailed him in his hands and feet, they had to break the skin for the nail to go through. Amen. When they pierced him in his side, that broke the skin, and blood and water mixed together came out. So we know that he was broken, amen? May not have been his bones, but his body was broken. We're all broken at some point, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Brokenness is a part of life, even financially. But healing comes from the Lord, amen? Jesus came to heal, But more than healing, he came to save. He allowed himself to be broken so he would know just what we feel when we have to come to him. You know, some of us get broke down on the road to righteousness. Huh? Amen. Need to pull over and fix your flat. Amen. But we need a Savior that knows how it feels to be broken. The nails entered his hand, and his skin was broken. We know that was painful. The nails in his feet, we know, look, you can't nail a human being to a cross and it not hurt. Can I get a witness? But he was broken for us willingly. Amen. He didn't jump down like one of the thieves challenged him. He was willingly broken for us so he would feel our pain. The scripture says it again in 1 Corinthians 11:24. When he had given thanks at the table, he broke it. He broke the bread first. Symbolically, he broke the bread to let them know that his body is going to be broken. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Every time you do it, think about being broken. Think about the Savior that was broken for us. See, the first part of the verse, he gave thanks, which we always should do. But even being broken, we forget sometimes to give thanks. Let me tell you something. Even if you're broke, busted, and disgusted, don't ever forget to thank the Lord. Because there's somebody somewhere that's worse off than you are. Hey, man, you might not be able to drive a Mercedes Benz, but if you got a Chevy, you ought to say thank you, Lord. You might not live in a 6-bedroom house, but if you got 2, you ought to say thank you, Lord. Can I get a witness? You see, he likened himself to us. And that's why he gives his body as this broken bread at the table. Then he goes on to tell his disciples, you know, break bread in remembrance of me. You know, a special thing about a relationship with anybody is when you break bread. You know why that is? Because Jesus broke bread with his disciples and then allowed his body to be broken. So when you break bread, if you really got a friend, and that's your partner, that's your ace, coon, boom, you're going to break bread with him. Amen. It means it's special to sit down and eat with somebody. Some of the disciples may have been thinking, well, you know, Jesus was just using symbolism to make a point. Amen. But he wanted not only to make a point, he wanted to make a pact, an agreement, that whenever you sit down to eat, give thanks. Whenever you sit down to eat, remember